weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
A collective of artists have devised a new global platform for contemporary arts-based merchandise, with every sale ensuring a fair deal for artists while helping to support homeless communities. Community, that's spelt without any vowels, might come to that, has been launched to encourage collaboration by bringing together a wide variety of artists to produce limited editions and ethically produced clothing and art. The founder, David Newman, is here. Hello, David.
Hi, Julian.
And this has been done in aid of Emmaus, who lots of people around Cambridge will know.
Yeah. So basically, the idea came from their communities. I've been a big fan of Emmaus. I've been going there for the last 25 years. I remember it being opened by an old police officer that was down my road in Spring Close in Histon. Yeah. He opened it, and we've done art projects with them, and I found myself at a bit of a difficult time in my life, lost my job, and realised that there was other things going on in the world, and I nearly went to get a job at Emmaus, and I decided in the end to go back into industry I knew best, which was clothing and fashion, and try and do something to raise awareness about the good work that Emmaus does, but at the same time trying to continue my passion, which is clothing and art.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning then. What's your background? What sort of clothing did you design, develop, sell?
Originally a screen printer.
Okay.
Started screen printing t-shirts in Cottenham many moons ago. We had a skate shop on King Street. We had a shop selling paint and skateboards. Inspired a lot of the local communities around here, musicians and artists. So I spent 20 odd years running an old clothing company called Supreme Being originally. That kind of went into difficulties last Christmas, and then we all lost our jobs.
Christmas a year ago.
Right. So we're left. After running a company for nearly 20-odd years, we were left with all of us without jobs. And I decided that I was going to try and do something new after finding myself redundant. And that's what I was saying about coming back to Emmaus. Mm-hmm. There was times when you think, what am I going to do with my life? And you realise that a lot of the people that end up at Emmaus are people that have had a generally normal life sometimes, and they hit the wall, have a difficult situation, and you can end up there yourself. Decided to start another brand and another company. Having been making clothes for 20 years, I thought I might as well try and do it again, but do it for different reasons.
And the artists who are involved in this, are these people you've worked with previously?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I'm a fan of these artists. I met people like Will Barris, She One, Mr. Jago, David Walker. These are all people that I've met through time, and when you meet one artist, you get introduced to another. But first and foremost, I was a fan of these people, and then luckily enough, I was lucky to work with them over the years and do projects with them, create graphics and t-shirt designs. And now the idea is to bring these artists all together and make the brand and the community about the artists, not about the clothing line that's pushing itself. It's about pushing the artists, and the idea is bringing people together as a community. Your community radio, it's about working within your community, and that's the idea.
And will you have a recognisable label? You mentioned the community brand, and I joke with you, awkward journalist, it's spelled in capitals and it's got no vowels in it.
I know.
But it's distinctive, it stands out on the page, which is kind of what you're trying to do here.
Exactly. And then the idea, if you see the logo, it's the idea, it's just people holding hands together, and it's also a crown. So the idea is kings of the street in that sense, and holding together and holding your hands together as a community. So that's what the logo stands for, and that's what we've got.
Would you describe it as street art, or is it more broader than that, of all different styles?
I'd class it as contemporary art. We've got various different artists, whether they're illustrators, we've got jewellers, we've got tattoo artists, we've got street artists. I was with a tattooer today down on King Street, a guy called Josh Peacock, who's a local guy that used to paint in our shop years ago. He's going to join the community. So it can be anyone doing anything creative and artistic, and you know, as long as they're nice people and they want to join the community, they can join us.
Does it help? I wonder, you know, sort of having sort of worked, and I guess it's kind of the same in a lot of industries, certainly in the sort of thing I've done, and journalism and writing, when you're sort of doing a collective project, you kind of like to have people around you who you're getting on with.
Exactly. I mean, this is the beautiful thing, that the idea, or some of the, I keep saying the word idea, one of the ideas we've got and some of the things we've done in the past is getting artists together from different places and different walks of life and different sort of different skill sets, putting them together and seeing what happens. And what you find is everyone gets inspired. You know, one of our mottos is create, collaborate and motivate. And getting artists together to create beautiful products and beautiful things, and seeing people that, you know, might not generally work together, the tattooist with a jeweller and a jeweller with a graffiti artist or a street artist with an oil painter.
So you're going to get them together in a central hub, or will they be do what the artists do and perhaps work from home and then loft somewhere and come together at a later point?
Exactly. A lot of these artists work in their own studios, but for example, we've got our first community art jam happening and end of March, beginning of April. So they'll all come to our place over in Oakington. We've got an old railway station. They'll come and stay for a few days, and the artists will sort of come in and move out, you know, as in their own time. And we'll create beautiful products during that time. Some of the things that we do is we'll go to Emmaus and we'll get an old wardrobe with a old bit of furniture, and then we'll paint that.
Because one of the things Emmaus do, of course, is if you've got an old wardrobe, as you mentioned, if you've got one you no longer need, they'll come and take it from
exactly.
you and then sell it on to somebody who maybe does need a new wardrobe.
Exactly, and that's one of the other things we're trying to do, is bring awareness to what they're doing. And the blue sky for me is, we had a good meeting with Emmaus yesterday. They've got, for example, there's a young guy called Christian who's one of their... One of the members of the community. He was struggling. He's now found something that he's into. And if there's a way that we can engage in Christian, he's in Colchester, Emmaus, and bring his morale up and give him something to do, then great. If we can involve people working within the community, even better.
And you've got a Kickstarter campaign, which has been getting underway this morning.
Thank you for mentioning that. So basically, we launched our Kickstarter campaign today. So... the idea of that is to again bring awareness, and it's more of a global awareness. We've had a good response already, and so again letting people know what we're doing. We're trying to find different avenues to let people know, whether it's social media, whether it's through Instagram, whether it's through Kickstarter, whether it's Facebook, community radio. You know, thanks for having us, Julian. We've come here to talk about community, and the Kickstarter campaign launched today. It goes on for 45 days, and we're trying to raise £3,000 just to help to get a few projects off the ground.
And do you see this as, you mentioned, hometown of Colchester. Is this a regional project, national? What are your ambitions for this?
Well, we're global, actually. I know it sounds like a big thing, but my past experience, we had a brand selling globally. We sold in over 20-odd different countries. We're starting this locally. We're doing it in Cambridge. We're also going nationally, and then we're going internationally. We've got an artist from Los Angeles, a tattoo artist. We've got an artist from Berlin. We've got one from Barcelona. We've got another one coming in from Australia. We've got people from Cambridge. So the idea is to connect all these dots. It's a global community, and then when we do our art jams, that becomes, you know, that's
and,
the
and
local
what,
thing.
And what will they? What will come out of the art jams? Are they going to be like limited editions of? I don't know. How many would you have in a limited edition? Obviously, not very many by definition.
You'd be surprised. I mean, for example, we'll create a load of beautiful artworks. Then we'll photograph those artworks, and then we'll put those artworks on T-shirts and on prints. So whatever we create during that process, we'll use that to make the products.
And then what will be the outlets to purchase them from?
The only place you can buy them at the moment is www.community.com. So that's community without any vowels. So that's the only place you can buy them at the moment. We're looking for some really, really good retailers, people like Farfetch, Selfridges, Net-a-Porter, Harvey Nichols. We're trying to take
quite upmarket by the sounds of things.
They're £80 T-shirts. They're not meant to be cheap. They're meant to be pieces of art.
And why are they £80? Because the quality of the art, the quality of the shirt, or a bit of both?
The quality of everything, actually. The quality of the production. It's made in Portugal in a really good artisan, bespoke, small factory. We're not talking like a huge mass production. It's organic. It's really good production. The artist gets a fair share. Emmaus gets a share, and then the community has to get something to continue running the business and running community. So the idea is that everyone gets a fair share. The artist will earn exactly the same amount as what we're earning, plus then we're going to give something back to Emmaus. So if we don't have that level set to a decent to an amount, there's not enough there, and people are far too happy to spend too little and expect too much out of the clothing industry. Big brands demand huge volume, poor wages across the whole board. So we're trying to do things differently. And
do you think, just as a final thought before I let you go, do you think that clothing has become too disposable?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, yeah, sadly, people should buy something and cherish it and hand it down or reuse it. And that's what Emmaus is amazing, because they recycle so many products. And yeah, I'd rather buy something and make it last and keep it built to last.
Well, David, thank you very much for coming, and I hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Pop back and see us perhaps in a few months' time to give us a little bit of a progress report on
That'd
how it's
lovely.
Done. And hope the Kickstarter campaign comes together
on
that as well.
Thank you.
David Newman from Community Without the Vowels. We'll put some details up on the Facebook page in due course, but do have a Google of that. Either have a look at the artworks, which are going to be on sale, or indeed give something if you feel the need towards that Kickstarter campaign. 16 away from 6.